This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Sean Maloney, the world according to Second Call Defense. He is sitting right now in the chat room at lockandloadradio.com/listen-live. If you have any questions of him in the first hour, he's publishing all these links and everything else. We're going to take a Nobel approach, he and I, today. That's coming up next hour. I am a fill-in host at a local radio station here called WORD. And yesterday I published a picture. I got permission from the powers that be to publish a picture of me. And I went out and I did something and I was all kitted up and I was actually sort of hurting. And I looked sort of, the pain grimace looks sort of like a mean grimace. So, I published that. And this guy comes on because I'm out there saying, "Hi, I've joined the welcome to the Upstate ISIS team," and I'm all kitted up for combat and everything. And he just took all kinds of offense at that, and he started going at WORD first of all. And I said, "No, they didn't post that. I did that." And what's your point here? And he started talking about the 1 in 20 million chance, which I've seen all over the internet, of being hit in a terrorist attack individually. You and I might have that chance of that happening. And, I think he's missing a point. And I think a lot of people here in the United States are missing a point. What you see on TV, when you see the families and the elderly and the children of supposedly Syria streaming across the border, those are cherry-picked shots that they're giving you, because a lot of these guys are strapping young men that, you know, possibly could fit into a military. And there are some people out there that just think America is just so bountiful and so this and that, that we should just have compassionate. And there is an acceptable degree of collateral damage that we can take in the name of that compassion. If it turns out to be terrorist attacks here in the United States, so be it. We have to be compassionate. I don't know if you'd have that same opinion if the terrorist attack was happening to you. I don't know if you were put on your knees with your hands tied behind your back with some guy with a butcher knife about to saw your head off, if you're going to be sitting back there going, "I am compassionate. I'm glad he's here. I'm glad he got a second chance at life." I just don't know. And here's the thing about this. And I see everything that's popping up over this. The moms demand action. They got out there and put out a tweet. "We are united in mourning all lives lost to gun violence." Over here it's about gun control all over again. Barack Obama got out there yesterday and stated, "My final year will be a focus on gun control." In the meantime, the Islamic State and all of the Islamic radicals, if you will, the ones that would actually push jihad, the cleric over in England who said, of course, I would push for jihad in the United States and acts of violence in the United States in order to bring about the Sharia law. This is, you know, this is just the way it is. Nowhere is safe from this. Nowhere is safe from this. And for those out there that would say, but the chances of it actually happening to you are minuscule. Well, I'm not willing to roll those dice. I'm not playing Yahtzee with my life. I'm not throwing the dice in a cup. I'm not doing that. And neither should you, however. If you want to, that's fine. I'm not going to, because normally around me are people that I care about. So before they go, I'll go. And I'll go fighting. But, you know, I'm not going to be put on my knees by some group. You know, Islam is not like the Baptists. Islam is, everybody can get out there and they can fundamentally interpret something, anything they want. I'm sure the Hare Krishnas can come out with a killing agenda, reading whatever book it is the Hare Krishnas read. But we exist in a world today where there is no safe haven. There is no state. There is no region that is immune from this, because they are everywhere. Right here in South Carolina. Right here in South Carolina, in the upstate of South Carolina, we have a branch of the Joint Terrorist Task Force, and they have an active list of people that are people of interest right here in the upstate. Now, the difference between what we're doing here and what we saw this morning in France, where they actually went out, they have lists of interest too, but they're going out and going after them, and which is exactly what we should be doing, but we won't. We won't do it after they attack, because we have become absolutely politically correct. So it will fall to us, the first responders, me and you, to deal with things as it happens in front of us. Unless we're around a bunch of police officers when it happens. And then they would probably appreciate our help. I can only think. I know 10 people I could call on right now. We could go to France, and I bet you, maybe not so much with GIGN, because they are the counter-terrorists. They're the Delta over there. But the regular French police, we'd run circles around them as far as the fire and maneuver part of it. Most of us are old guys. But it's not about speed, and it's not about a lot of things in a lot of cases. Degree of stamina, maybe, but, you know, that's all beside the point. I do not get the people that are so blind and in such a state of denial that they will sit out there and attack me or a position of just being prepared. I hope I don't have to kill any people of Islamic faith. I really do. And the only reason I would do that is if they were committing a crime, committing a terror act. And being ready to do that is much better than not being ready to do that. And I told him so. And the reply that I sent him, I hope I'm wrong and you're right. But you completely glossed over that because he's a liberal. He was too busy attacking a radio station for actually having a position that was against his. Of course, overwhelmingly, the people that responded to that were with me on that one. So just this one guy, he just wouldn't shut up. And that's liberalism in total, I guess. So, you know, even before they started counting the bodies, the gun prohibitionists were coming out here, which is, that's what they do. But we're waiting, and those who can should be preparing, and preparing and waiting, all at the same time. We're going to be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. English is my first language, after all. Quick rundown of the facts. In France right now, what we see is that they are going aggressively after these terrorists. They have oppressed it. Russia. Vladimir Putin has gotten out there and said, God forgives, and it's my job to make sure they get to him. Russia has started airstrikes. France has started airstrikes. Now, to be sure, this is not the carpet bombing of World War II, what they're doing. However, what they are doing is much more than our president is doing. Now, in France, we know, or our first indications are, although now they're saying the passports might have been faked to stoke fear, supposedly two of these attackers were registered refugees. And ISIS has, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, if you will, has claimed responsibility for the attack, which came on the heels of multiple murder-suicide bombings in Lebanon and the downing of a Russian airliner over the Sinai Peninsula. So what can we take away from this? Well, first of all, Barack Obama was wrong because he said that they were contained. The JV squad was contained. That's what we were told. We were told the JV squad was taken care of. We didn't have to worry about them anymore. We had them militarily, although we've never worked at them. I think our forces have actually engaged them on the ground once. We also can take away, based on what we're finding now in France, since they continue to press in Paris, that there are multiple cells in Paris, and there are probably multiple cells all over Europe, and the very looming possibility of multiple cells here. The other thing we figured out is that when seconds matter, police are going to take minutes to arrive. Four of the attackers in the Bataclan Theater, where the Eagles of Death Metal were playing, spent 20 minutes firing into hostages before the French cops stormed the building. In the United States, in certain states, in my state, there was a 1 in 20 chance. For every 20 people, there would have been one concealed carrier. So if there were 500 people in there, probably 25 people with guns. There would have been a gunfight and not a bunch of fish shot in a barrel. It would have been people, they were shooting down from elevation. It would have been a tough road to hoe, even with armed citizens there. We have seen more than once armed citizens disrupt mass killing type attacks before they become mass killings. So, long and short of this is that, you know, We're better prepared than Paris. Now, we used to, in the beginning of what I refer to as the sandbox, which was the Iraq and Afghanistan war, we let special operations run most of that to begin with. And now we have 50 special operations people going there. Now, during that phase, we were feared. The American Special Operations guys were doing things that was feared by the insurgents, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, the jihadis, whatever you want to call them, whatever they're going by in whichever region they're in. They were feared. Then when we went conventional and we started tying our hands. You know, our rules of engagement right now are pretty stupid. We have pretty stupid rules of engagement. President Barack Obama, the other day they used a drone strike to take out Jihadi John, the British citizen who liked to cut off heads. When they killed Jihadi John with the drone strike, a block and a half away was the ISIS HQ. There was another Sharia court right beside that, and right beside that was a mosque. So we had three high-value targets where we might find a bunch of high-value targets inside them, and instead we opened up on an open street where Jihadi John was so that he couldn't make any more videos. Great for headlines, pretty stupid militarily. I'm looking for more bang for my buck. We need to stop half-stepping in this fight with ISIS. We need to take it to them. We need to find out what psychologically damages them the most. And then we need to leave some bodies in that psychologically damaging state. Sort of harsh, isn't it? Well, I'm going to tell you what. If we don't get harsh with something, we're going to have some harsh stuff happening here. Black Friday is next week. What kind of high-value target do you think that's going to be nationwide? Do you think some of these cells that are here, and believe me, they are, they're here. Do you think these cells that are here are saying, looking at the Walmart Black Friday sales and the Best Buy Black Friday sales and trying to figure out, well, it's not. Is there something to hit? It's which one? So, yeah, we need to get harsh because we're about to have a very harsh meal served to us. The reason this happened is, one, we pulled out before the job was done. Two, we stopped doing the job when the job was in the middle of being done. And that part of it is sort of irritating to me when I think that military members died trying to do what they could do, and they died, and then we didn't finish the job. That means to me that they died in vain. That means to me that the mission that meant something to them, to where they put themselves in harm's way, that one mission might have gotten done, but the overall mission didn't. And that's because of the civilians that took charge of the military. Then, you know, it was happening during the Bush administration, too, just not to the degree it became where we all of a sudden became the, you know, we just love us some Muslims now, don't we, President Barack Obama? He's out there right now going after the Republicans and the Republican governors who are saying, we're not going to take Syrian refugees. Do you want to know, in the refugees, we take in 97% Muslims, 3% Christians. He's out there right now deriding the religious test. This guy is not, he's not someone that we need to be sitting back and saying, he's the commander-in-chief. We need him to get out. We really do. ISIS is a capable planning group. We got to be more capable. We got to take it to them. We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. First of all, I'm going to be giving you an admission here in just a second, however. Here's some things to understand about what I think is about to happen here. Even in a gun-friendly state like Arizona or Texas, a Muslim jihadi can find a soft target. They prefer really soft targets like France, though, where routine daily gun possession is essentially banned. The state policy there is the public is defenseless. Despite the repeated attacks and threats, heavily armed paramilitary police get to parade around after the event once it's too late, just in time for the camera crews and the endless loops on TV. My admission is I've been calling these guys terrorists. These are not terrorists. These are not extremists, okay? This is the global Muslim jihad being waged in the streets of the world. The person currently in the White House is one of the main global apologists for the jihad, and its Muslim perpetrators can say what he wants, free speech, and his office allows this, but do not be fooled. Islamists are not contained, as he stated just prior to the Paris assault. That was preposterous. It was preposterous then. It's preposterous now. It's preposterous to ever think that unless they're all dead, they're contained. He's never apologized for that error, and I don't expect him to apologize for it. The only thing here, the big difference here from the normal attacks of this type, is he was actually out doing the G20 thing, so he couldn't go play golf. These people are not terrorists like the IRA or the Southern or the South American FARC, the Bader-Meinhof gang. They're jihadis. There's a difference. The jihadis are looking for stepping stones. The terrorists are trying to politically influence a society. Terrorism is a tactic, but it's better used as an adjective. Jihad is a noun. Jihadis are people. We can get out there and train with guns all day, but we need to learn how to resist jihad. We need to see the development and creation of anti-jihad classes. And they would become the most popular self-defense classes since personal firearm carry classes hit the scene starting back in 1987 in Florida. There is no public course outlined yet. This is just a sort of a new idea. And this must change. These Parisian attacks change the imperative. So, we've been offered virtually no training on how to handle an armed assault on a crowded venue when everyone inside is unarmed. So, if you find yourself in that unfortunate circumstance, all I'm about to give you is perhaps some food for thought. This is all untested, untried, unsubstantiated. There's some experts that come out with some of this stuff and say we should do these things. If you find yourself in this situation, rush them. I would rush them simply because I would rather die going at them than die on my knees. If you're behind one of the shooters, wrap your forearm around his little neck and squeeze and hold on and wrap your legs around him and hold on and don't worry, don't forget everything but squeezing his neck. Have you ever seen the rows of people that just docilely go to their death? Do you ever look at that and say, how can that be? Why is nobody trying to run? Why is nobody trying to kick? Why is nobody screaming? No. I don't understand that. You and I know exactly how much time it takes to reload, and we know that that's a really stupid thing to get out there and say, if we limit magazine size, he'll have to reload. When we're reloading, we're at risk. When they're reloading, so are they. When a gun is empty, it is less effective than a really good stick. So, and they are going to be preoccupied, especially if they have a stoppage. I'm pretty sure that these jihadis don't train to reduce stoppages. If you can pick up something heavy to throw or use as a club, throw it or use it as a club. If there were dozens of people throwing things, even if they even if they're not really lethal objects, you know, a dozen objects coming at you is a little bit of a distraction. Take your mobile phone, your precious mobile phone. These things are designed to withstand drops at certain heights. Take that and break it on his head. Jam a corner of it in his eye socket. Or you can play Snake Plissken and just throw it up in the air and let them, they'll watch it, you hit him. You know. One of the reasons the Asians always scream or ki-ai or yell as they're going in is part diversionary and it's also part psychological. And it also, there's a couple of things that goes with it. In a hand-to-hand confrontation, as you're doing that, you're expelling breath. Your body's tensing up as you do that. If that happens, then if you are hit, you have less of a chance of being winded by that. Can you get him to hang on through the break so that we can talk to him after the break? There, Shane. Shooting back is going to be tricky. Now, the jihadis are not going to be bound by this. They're not going to worry about hitting or missing. They don't care if they hit the wrong thing. You're going to have to worry about that, although, it becomes less of a thing. becomes less of a thing in a gunfight is, the hoplophobes are going to tell you, well, you're going to hit the wrong people. Never, it happens 2% of the time. I don't know what the circumstances are. Shane, did you tell him that I will catch him at the other end of the break when we get back? Because I only have a minute and a half now. Roger that. Right now in the White House, the person sitting in the White House can sit there and say it's contained. And all that did was cement his position as a fool. And he's a fifth column supporter of jihad worldwide. He's willing to bend over backwards, attempting to hide reality from the dimmest members of the public. Low info voter. The rest of us, we need to figure out what the jihad resistance 101 class would be. And then we need to go. Or start it or something. We're running out of time. We're actually out of time, okay? I lament that a great deal. But I will tell you this. In a fight, things go back and forth. And we can shove that in another direction. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be with Sean Maloney, The World According to... Second Call Defense, and we're going to talk about the jihadi issue, everything else. But right now, we're going to the last break of the hour. Chris, I see you sitting there. Chris, my homeboy here in South Carolina, we're going to talk to him when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right, he's been holding quite a while. Let's go to Chris in South Carolina. Chris, thank you for holding. Which part of South Carolina are you in?
Sumter.
Very good. You want to talk about in a fight with jihadis. What you got on your mind?
Well, I can appreciate everything you're saying, but when you look back at all the school shootings and other stuff that's gone on here, whether they're false flags or staged or whatever it be, it's amazing to me how cowardly Americans are in those situations, and I don't think it'll be any different than if you have some jihadi situation at a downtown mall or something like that.
I'm not going to disagree with you there.
Right. No, I mean, I think everything you're saying is, you know, a good idea, but in the same light, I mean, we should be teaching people how to, you know, deal with an active shooter drill in, you know, a mall or a, you know, gas station or whatever it is. And, I mean, I see that, you know, radical Islam is a threat to, you know, free-thinking and peaceful people of the world. But, you know, you look at all these things that have gone on in our country, the shootings. And, again, I mean, you're more likely to get killed in a car accident or something else than they're shooting, you know, if you look at the numbers. But at the same time, you know, I see everybody came together after the events of 9/11, but you look at the videos of 9/11, and granted, it was planes going into buildings, but everyone was just running for their life. And, you know,
right.
you have a dozen jihadis roll up into Columbia, South Carolina, and start emptying AKs. You know, there's not the overwhelming majority of the people, 99.9%, are not, you know, you, Bill Frady, or, you know, anyone else.
I used to do a radio show down there and hang out down there, so I know exactly what you're saying. Although, I will point one thing out to you.
Okay? Yeah.
Do you remember the Clackamas Mall incident?
I don't. Refresh my memory.
In Clackamas, Oregon, there was a...
The guy who pulled the Glock and the shooter went in the hallway and blew his brains out.
Right. That's the problem... is that there's not more of those happening.
Well, and there's none, but that's the exception. And, I mean, I agree with you. I completely agree with everything you're saying, and I'm just, you know, editorializing that reality as we know it, that you're right. Now that you bring me back to that, I remember that incident. And the dude didn't even shoot because he said he couldn't get a clear shot on the shooter. Which is great. I mean, that he was he wasn't cowboyish about it. He was thinking about other people's safety, and the end result was, you know, still beneficial. But
we've actually had enough of these incidents to actually break down certain things and have stats about this. We know that in the case where one of these things opens up and an armed citizen is there, that the average loss of life is about 2.5, and the average loss of life when you wait for the cops is about 18.
There's
been other of these incidents. They don't make a lot of the news because they're not mass shootings. Because the good guy is there and he stops it, and 9 times out of 10 he doesn't shoot anybody. So that's always a good outcome when a regular citizen doesn't have to go through shooting somebody. But I guess, despite the fact of what you're saying, which I agree with,
mm-hmm.
I still just feel this need to make this call to action. I mean, do you carry a gun?
Of course.
Okay, so see, if something happens around you, in the course of you getting out of the way of everything and making sure you and yours are safe, you're going to have a chance, and you may have a need to pop some of these guys.
You know what's interesting, though, and you know, I listen to you every day, and the concern I have, and what are you going to do when it hits the fan? But it's like your guess you're going to have on is like in call defense.
Right.
I mean, I can see our government coming after you or me or someone who did that, saying, "Oh, you killed," you know, just like with Missouri or Trayvon or, you know, Michael Brown and any of that. It's like you went and saved, you know, countless people from being shot in this mall incident, you know, hypothetically. But now you're on the hook, if not in a legal case, but like a civil case. I mean, like not a criminal suit, but like, you know, a civil suit, where now the government's going to be like, how dare you shoot this Syrian refugee who was just trying to express his religious belief? I mean, that's the level of insanity that we're dealing with now.
Yes.
In our country and the world today.
See, and I mean, Sean and I are going to talk about that, too. We're going to talk about
that. I mean, because it's like, is Sean ready to, like, represent you in court when you take out, you know, a half dozen jihadis and save everyone, and then, you know, the wife with the 12 kids who now doesn't have her husband to, you know, support her because he decided to go on a bender jihadi style, because you put him down, now all of a sudden Bill's looking at a lawsuit because, you know, he killed this guy who was actually, you know, trying to kill a bunch of people.
Well, I mean, I am a member of Second Call Defense, and in addition,
right,
I'm their client, they're my client, and I am a member of them. I've looked across the board at a bunch of these guys, and there's a couple of things that they throw in the mix that makes it easier for me to do what I would have to do in the event of what you're talking about would happen.
Right.
However, Sean does not come alone. Sean is part of he's an NRA board member.
Mm-hmm.
He is a rabble rouser. He was one of the guys on the ground in Colorado during the recall effort there. He's one of the guys with the Buckeye Firearms Association that is arming every teacher in Ohio.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, I mean, he's doing what he can. So, I mean, this isn't me being associated with Sean. I went out there and I picked the heaviest hitter I could find.
Right.
He's not my designated hitter. I could just put him on the field and let him be alone, and he would play the game for me. But
right.
And so what I'm attempting to do here, and if people like, hey, I put up a post yesterday on the WORD website. I fill in there, and I got attacked for being part of the Welcome to the Upstate ISIS team.
Yeah,
because I'm not compassionate enough, and you know what? I couldn't care less about those. And those are the kinds of guys that will run terrified right after they've been compassionate. And that's, I wish I could change their mindset. It doesn't take that. I mean, it's enough that there's people like you out there that you're doing the deed already.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, you know, yes, when you're moving to the shooting, you'll be dodging people running away from it. You're exactly right.
Seriously.
Be careful as you're doing it. You'll get bowled over by some guy that outweighs you. Watch out.
Yeah, I mean, look at how many people couldn't even handle the rainstorm we got a month ago, you know?
Yeah.
You put them all in the face of, you know, a half dozen guys with masks and AKs, they're all going to soil themselves and, you know, lay down like lemmings or run for their lives. And, you know, it's amazing. I mean, look at that shooting that was in the Northern Africa mall there, you know? I mean,
Westgate. But now, there were people with guns. They did save a lot of lives. There was a lot of people with guns there. And, I mean, they got people out of there, and, you know, they didn't catch them.
Right.
It was a very well-coordinated attack. They didn't catch or kill any of them. We haven't really, the French haven't, they killed one guy, but of the eight that are killed, seven of them blew themselves up. So, I mean, it's going to be like the, it's going to be life as we know it going
well,
forward.
Well, all I have to say is that, you know, what you're saying is relevant and definitely a good idea, but when you have Obama's kids protected by armed details 24/7,
right.
But my kids aren't allowed to be protected in a public school by anyone who's armed in case some whack job comes in to try and wipe out some kids, you know, we fundamentally have a major issue in this country where you have, I'll just say it, you know, a monarchy. Okay, not even oligarchs, but monarchy in our country. If you're in the political class or the ultra wealthy class, you're in the monarchy, the U.S. monarchy, and it's okay for your kids and yourself to be heavily armed and protected, you know, by details. But all the rest of us need to be disarmed and just, you know, go along like sheep to be sheared.
Well, I'm not in that line.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not in that line, Chris. Thanks very much for the call.
Yep.
I'm running out of time. Call back anytime. Stay safe.
Yep. Bye.
He's right, though. He's right. No matter how much I beseech the public at large, most of them are going to run because they're not going to be ready. Because they're not paying attention. They don't think it's a big deal. It hasn't happened here yet. And that's what it's going to take in order for them to pay attention, is they're going to have to. It's going to have to happen here. That's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I had somebody tell me that when I was talking, well, you know what, I'm not even going to get into that. I'm running out of time. Coming up next, The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.